Oh, can you all hear me? Okay, because I can't hear myself. Headphones. Hello? No, not plugged in. Okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I cannot hear myself. My name is Anita B. And Sarah Lapsley is here with me. Can you hear yourself, Sarah?
Yes.
Good for you, because I can't hear myself. Okay, so...
You're actually phenomenally loud.
See? Well, there you go, because I can't hear anything. So... we're here until 8, and I'm not feeling my mojo because I can't hear myself.
I'm giving you your mojo right now. Okay.
All right, cool. So the two of us are here, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is where Canadian music is played every second week. But I do like to open the borders to other places, and especially if I have a guest. And Sarah is one of my besties.
Yay.
I love you, baby. And so... So here we go. So we're going to play a lot of what she wants to hear, and I don't really care tonight.
Blame it on me.
Not blame it, but I wish I could hear myself. Oh.
Actually, I can't hear myself very
Hello?
Well.
Oh.
There you are.
Can you? No. Hello. Okay. All good. Okay, so, but we're going to go.
Don't blame the influx of, like, 80s on me.
No, people love 80s stuff. This is all good. We're going to hear something from Nick Kershaw. This is... from 1985. This is such a good song. The song is Wouldn't It Be Good? And I've been driving around in my pimpin' automobile, and I have satellite radio, which is something that's still kind of novel to me since I got my car last summer. And I like to listen to this station. It's Channel 33, and it's, what's it called? It's called Dark Wave, I think it is. It's basically new wave stuff, but of like edgy new wave. So Nick Kershaw popped up one day, and I was like, I love this song.
I know. It was like one of the first albums I ever bought. I think I had a tape.
Aww.
Grade like 7.
Aww.
And I took it to youth group.
To youth group?
Yeah.
At your church?
Yeah.
Aw, that's so cute.
I know.
I went to youth group too, and it was the worst. I hated it. I hated it. I'm just, yeah, flashing back to like grade 7 and 8, where my parents would force me to go to youth group, and we'd do things like bowl. And I was like, oh, God. I don't want to bowl with these people. I really don't.
I went on a hayride with my youth group.
Really?
Yeah.
So what denomination were you raised?
Well, we were... Can you turn myself
off? I can't hear anything. I don't know what is wrong. I'm not feeling any of this here. Ugh. Ugh.
Okay. I don't know. Anyways, okay. As long as I'm registering. No, I think we're really quiet. We're not really high on the ribbon.
What do you mean? Where are you plugged in?
I don't know. It's fine.
I can't.
I'm sure the many listeners can hear me.
None of you.
What denomination? I was a brethren, so the women had to wear veils.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, are you for real?
Yeah. And then we became Baptist, and then my parents split up. Now my mom's an Anglican, and my dad's a Baptist still.
Wow. So, yeah. Brethren.
And I'm a pagan, so it's like abandoned Christianity.
But who hasn't? Like, I mean, really, of any of our peers,
have,
you know? I mean, really. I was raised Lutheran, you know, good old Martin Luther.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty moderate kind of Protestant denomination.
Who hasn't? Actually, you've just given me a great idea for our list. Mark Kleiner hasn't.
Oh, that's right. He's Lutheran. Speaking of Lutheran, he's a Lutheran pastor.
We can play, actually, if we can find it online. Uh-huh. I was actually talking to some patients about it in a group. In one of Mark's bands, Jungle, they had a song called So Fucking Great to Be Alive.
Uh-huh.
And I talked about it with the patients, and they laughed. And so it'd be fun to play that one.
Is it about God?
Well, I guess, because if you love God, then you're happy to be alive.
But don't you want to die so you can go to heaven?
Well, that comes soon enough, right? That comes soon enough to us all. We'll have to find it, though, on Bandcamp, probably.
Okay. We'll look that one up.
But Nick Kershaw, yeah. Like, I think one of the things I hope to talk to you more about tonight, Anita, is just that era. We grew up in the same era, right? Teenagers in the 80s mm-hmm. in Ontario.
Yep.
And, just good times.
Yes. All right. That is for sure. So, Nick Kershaw, this is Wouldn't It Be Good? The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I can't hear myself, which is typical, but that's okay. I don't need to ever hear myself. I listen to myself all day talk at students. And who do we have here?
Sarah Lepsley.
Can you hear yourself?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, that's good. So who did we hear there, Sarah?
That was Death From Above, 1979. And I think they're playing in Vancouver at the end of this month.
Oh, this month? Really?
Yeah, they're playing with the Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Who, of course, it was just a couple months ago, were now famous for the Paris massacre.
That is correct.
They were playing in a club and terrorists broke in and killed a lot of people at the show, including their tour manager.
Oh.
So they're still active, but mm-hmm. I'm sure very traumatized by what happened. They did an interview for Pitchfork, I think.
Uh-huh.
They've talked about it in the media anyway, their experience, which is pretty much the most brutal experience you can have.
Right.
But they're playing the PNE, and okay. Death From Above 1979 is opening.
And they are a two-piece.
Two-piece.
From Toronto.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell everybody how we almost got tattoos?
We almost got...
Because we're a little bit...
I was like... I love the lyrics to this song. I'm going to get, what are the lyrics?
I can't get enough.
But I want it all.
And I can't get enough.
So I think I was going to get, I can't get enough.
And I want it all. I was going to get.
Yeah. Because but luckily that never happened.
Because it was like this stupid like Facebook spur of the moment
like,
thing.
Yeah. The next day.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's totally do it.
I just decided it's not the message I wanted to send to myself or the world. I can't get enough. Like, I'd rather tattoo, like, I'm perfectly content in all things, get that tattooed on my body.
And I want it all. But I do kind of want it all.
Yeah, and that's okay. You can still go ahead with that tattoo. Yeah.
But you would have been my tattoo soul sister since you're my bestie. And that was kind of the deal. Like, you get something, you know, that's a half of me. No? She's looking at me like I'm nuts.
No, I can't hear myself
in the microphone. I feel like I've lost any mojo I had. I've never had any mojo, to be honest.
That's a lie.
Okay, thank you. But I can't hear myself. But okay, I'm going to stop complaining. Okay, who else did we hear there, Ms. Lapsley?
We heard the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, famous Lutheran.
No, we heard Sonic Avenues before that.
Oh, Sonic Avenues. That was a cool song.
It's so good. It's called the song is called Lost and Found from the record Mistakes, released in 2014. They're a Montreal band who just rock my world. Love Sonic Avenues. Every song, if you look up their Bandcamp page, is awesome. Yeah. And then, of course, before that,
the Mark Kleiner Power Trio and Beautiful Slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we kicked it all off until I screwed it up because I'm having just, you know, technologically challenged evening with some Nick Kershaw. With the song Wouldn't It Be Good, and I was in such a good mood, and then I couldn't hear myself, and I was plugging stuff in and out, and then I hit a window, and then that killed that, and then okay, so I'm gonna try to be calm and zen.
Take a deep breath. You can do the combat tactical breathing.
Yes.
Four in.
How does that work?
So four counts in. Breathe. Two, three, four, hold.
Two. Oh, I have to hold?
Yep.
Oh.
You hold.
That's
two,
hard.
Three, four, and then out.
Okay.
Two, three.
That's some difficult breathing.
And then you'll be hypnotized by the sound of my voice.
That's awesome.
And you'll be completely happy and relaxed and energized for the rest of the hour on CITR 101.9 FM.
Very nice. If I'm out of my head, it's because as I was explaining to you in the car ride over here, I spent the last 3 days working on report cards. That's when a teacher loses their mind because they have all the work that they've neglected to mark earlier in the term piled up. So you have like Napoleon timelines. I've got projects on
Napoleonic
tsunamis.
Napoleonic
timelines. I've got
project tsunamis.
I've got
I feel like a self-help
graphs.
Book.
It's all piled up in my house. And then I'm like trying to just.
You teach kids about Napoleon, but not the Canadian Confederation?
No, I do this year, but they are planning on changing the grade 10 curriculum for next year.
That's outrageous.
And they're going to make it really broad with overarching ideas, such as you need to teach a revolutionary type thing, et cetera. And it's like, oh, you can pick one. And then then they give you sample topics, like whatever. And up until next year, it has been that, you know, grade 10, you focus on Canadian Confederation, You focus on the Métis in the, you know, in the Northwest. You focus on what else? Oh, yeah. Upper, lower Canada, et cetera.
I'm like,
it's not the most exciting curriculum.
I'm so glad I passed grade 10 like 30 years ago.
But if you're in my class, I guarantee I would wow you.
I bet you would.
I would. Yeah. One day I would. But I would. No, it's actually, I'm getting better. Yeah. Because I'm getting into it. I've taught this stuff for long enough.
My old high school history teacher had a fake gun that he kept in a duffel bag. And if you fell asleep in class, which I often did, like, he would put the gun to your head in class.
Are you for real?
Up and he'd be there with a fake gun. Yeah, that happened to me.
This is
not a joke.
And
he also had a bottle of vodka in his bag as well, which everybody knew about, that he'd sort of nip from during the day.
I don't know why I don't drink at school. I mean, I can't.
I know why. Because you'd get fired.
Because I get fired. But there's been times when I just think, you know, maybe life would be easier if I were drunk all the time. But I don't. I don't. Sarah's very professional. She's always quelling my streak as a rogue teacher.
As a bad teacher. As a Cameron Diaz-like bad teacher.
Yeah, bad teacher. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Let's talk about other things.
I'm a bad counselor.
No, you're not. Okay. So Sarah is a counselor.
Yep.
Where?
At the, I don't know.
Where do you,
I don't
okay.
want to say.
You don't want to say. So she works with people who have some challenges. Let's just put it like that.
Highly challenged. People whom I love.
Yeah.
Some of whom I love dearly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to send one out, actually.
Okay.
This is an actual segue into our next section, which is sort of an homage to Detroit, because Anita loves Detroit and grew up in Ontario,
well,
near
Windsor,
Ontario. Yeah. And I grew up in Ontario and visited my grandparents in Windsor a lot. So I have a real soft spot for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Eminem because he's from Detroit.
Yeah.
And a lot of my patients that I work with really love Eminem and they love rap music.
Really?
It's like the only thing that keeps them going.
And they like Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them. Yeah.
Cool.
And one patient in particular who I love dearly, he was just singing Eminem for me today. And so I want to send this one out to him. He's not listening, but it goes out to MP. And this is the Real Slim Shady. It's a great video. It also is set in a psychiatric hospital.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It's really fun.
So you've given away your secret location.
Yeah. Well, there's a few. There's a few around.
All right. This is not a typical Sam Squanch's Hideaway show. We're here until 8 o'clock, and that's perfect because I like to shake things up. Anytime I have a guest on, I'd like to just, you know, not make it so strictly Canadian. You know, there are other types of...
If I'm on the show, it means there's hits will be played. And I'm pretty sure this is a hit.
Okay. Well, for a reason. It's awesome. Eminem, he was raised... Now, I'm from the region. I know. I went to school in Detroit. And 8 Mile is the dividing road between Oakland County and Wayne County. Now, Oakland County is where the suburbs start. So that's where the edge of the city. So 8 Mile divides Detroit proper from the suburbs. And he was raised in a trailer park, I believe on the Detroit side of 8 Mile, which is where they got the title for his movie. And that is also the very, very strictly dividing line between the races, between black Detroit and the white suburbs. And it's very obvious if you live or hang out in Detroit. The city of Detroit is 70% black. The school I went to the University of Detroit Mercy. At the time I was there, back in like the mid-90s, it was 49% black, which is actually really low, but it was a private school. So the tuition was really high. It was a Jesuit university. And it's a beautiful old campus surrounded by a high fence, beautiful old sort of Spanish adobe buildings, but surrounded by the ghetto. It was in a really rough neighborhood, but sadly it was a neighborhood that was beautiful at one point. It was like mansions and estates that ever since the fires of 68 or 69, like, you know, David Bowie sings that song Panic in Detroit. There are riots in Detroit. And that was one of the things that started the decline, the huge, it was like the catalyst. And it's all gone downhill, and it's a shame because you can see gorgeous buildings, as I'm sure you've been through, just in huge decay. But anyways, enough about me and Detroit. So let's listen to Eminem. This is The Real Slim Shady, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will The Real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will The Real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me.
But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird?
Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears. Shit, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MBD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on the mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can.
We'll be right back. L M I C. I don't want no songs for plants, I want songs for me. I don't want no songs for plants, I want liberty. I'm living in the city. If you see the doctor, tell him he's king. If you see the doctor, tell him he's still king. But this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. Yes, this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. There are people in this town who try to put me down. They say I don't give a damn. But the people in this town who try to put me down are the people in this town that could never understand a black man. Yeah, man.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I still can't hear myself, and that's fine. So we have the lovely Ms. Lapsley with us. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Are you on mic three?
I'm on mic three.
Cool. Okay, so we just heard something from, we're on a Detroit kick. This is what's happening. So we heard the Dirt Bombs there. From their 2001 record, Ultra Glide in Black, we heard Ode to a Black Man. Mick Collins leads up the Dirt Bombs, and I love Mick Collins. He's been in a few different bands. I follow him on Twitter. He's just a really cool dude. And before the Dirt Bombs, we played his prior band, the Gorries, and I watched a documentary on the Gorries not long ago. And it's really fascinating, and it sort of goes over their 1980s. They're in the 80s. Garage rock deal, and the Gorries and the Dirt Bombs, especially the Dirt Bombs, were famously known for really infusing blues music, real blues music, into garage rock, right? And they made it their own. And now the Gorries, we heard the song Nitroglycerin from the record House Rockin' back in 1989, that one was released. And then, of course, before that, we heard Eminem with the real Slim Shady, and we had the real Sarah Lapsley here. So what's up?
Not much.
Yeah.
I kind of want to buy like a house in Detroit.
I know. You've been obsessed with this idea for a while.
I know. I want to go like have a homestead in Detroit and like find a house for like $500 and just kind of man the ramparts, maybe dig in the yard, have some chickens, slay my own meat and just live in Detroit. I really want to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my family's in Windsor across the river, and, you know, it's a pretty cool area. Like, a lot of Windsor people I know and people from elsewhere are actually crossing the border and buying up cheap property in Detroit. And it's turned, they like, there's some like artist communities in Detroit as well. I'm trying to think of the most famous one that is doing that. They're taking the ruins of Detroit and really regenerating it into some positive stuff, like cool houses and gardens and, again, artist communes almost, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got a real kind of hipster scene now. Definitely.
They say the safest area to live is around the university.
Yes, Wayne State University, for sure.
But they're like, don't call the cops because there's no cops to call. So you're on your own. Like, you need a big gun, you know, maybe some fires burning in your yard, a couple big dogs.
Yeah.
No, I'm really excited.
Okay.
I want to move to Detroit.
That's awesome. There's some cool clubs in Detroit. Really good shows. Always. That's the thing about Detroit. Even compared to Vancouver. Like, Vancouver's good. We see most shows, except it's Canadian and they have to get across the border, of course. And we're also a terminal city. So some bands seem to miss, you know, Vancouver and they just kind of head on down to Seattle. But Detroit is really in the hub of the population, right?
What does that mean, terminal city?
It means that it's the end of the road. It really is.
It is.
Right?
Fuck. I'm moving to Regina. Sorry, I swore on the radio.
No, you're
not.
That's
how badly I want to get out of Vancouver.
Ugh. Have you been to Regina?
Yep.
I'll just leave it at that. Food for thought. Okay. So, Sarah, it's like,
you're fine,
so
I'll move
funny.
To Alberta.
Okay, like last month you're like, I'm moving to Alberta. And I was like, no, you're not.
There's so many good reasons to move to Alberta. One is there's no sales tax. Two, the gender ratio is 4-1. Three, they have tons of bison, and I'm a paleo person, so I could just eat meat all the time.
You're so...
at a lower cost.
Okay. All right, let's move on, and let's talk about what we're going to hear next.
More Detroit music.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to continue. We're going to hear something from the MC5, and then after that, something from Iggy and the Stooges. So it's 7:14 already, and we're here until 8, and there you go. So what else is new, Ms. Lapsley?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I have like a really boring life.
Yeah.
I basically work, come home, read books, cook food. Sometimes I go for walks in New Westminster by myself. On a very exciting night, I'll meet Anita for tacos.
Yeah.
And that's
come
about
on my
it.
Radio show.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, that's about it. I'm pretty boring.
This is a very boring conversation.
Yep.
let's continue.
Yep.
Let's talk about the MC5, right? All right. So Kick Out the Jams are going to play like their most famous song from the album of the same name from what? What is this? 1960, what? 9, 67, something like that. All right. Let's continue. And let's now if you're listening to the show, it's usually Canadian music. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. But not today. Let's continue. And the next time you'll hear my show is going to be in 2 more weeks. And, oh, hey, 2 weeks. Guess what I'm going to be doing? What is today?
You might be in Mexico.
I might be. I'm just trying to think. Today,
you need to fill in.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah, well, for sure. Today is what? What's the day today? The 8th?
It's the 9th. 9th? Of March.
So 2 weeks, I may be not in Mexico. I think I'm leaving on the 21st.
Mm.
I'm still in the process of booking it, but I'm really wanting to go to Baja. That is my desired destination. But it looks like we may not be able to go to Baja.
It's all booked up?
Well, it's a little bit more expensive than what Karina wants to do. So I'm finding some really nice all-inclusive resorts for cheaper in the Dominican.
Actually, my coworker who I ate with today, she just got back from the Dominican.
And
she really liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. She showed me pictures of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, it's retarded. And then I looked at the pictures and I'm like, yeah, that's the only way to describe it. Like, the water was
crystal clear,
turquoise, beautiful. And yeah.
Yeah.
If it was actually cheaper to go to the Dominican, maybe I would go.
You should come. Come with
but
us.
It's not the right week. My vacation is the following week.
All right. Well, anyways, I have been to the Dominican Republic back when
she said the food was good. She didn't get sick.
Yeah.
And she said she had a lot of booze naps in the day, and she feels very refreshed.
That's
come
a
back
good name
work.
For a band, booze
the
nap.
Booze naps.
Either the booze naps plural or just Booznap?
I think you should call your new band that.
Oh, you know what? I actually have a really good name for band. Nobody steal this one. How about this one? The Overnight Lows. Or no, how about just Overnight Low?
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I like that. Yeah. All right.
I had a new name for a band. Okay. The Ben Liars.
Oh, I love that. The Ben Liars. I love it.
But Ben Lai wouldn't be in it, so...
I was thinking about that.
That's the end of that.
So it's Sarah over. Has been obsessed with having a band featuring Ben Lai. We all know and love Ben Lai here from CITR.
Then I'm like, fine, if he doesn't want to sing, he can just play keyboards. But no, it's fine. I respect he doesn't want to play
so
in a band.
So we had a bunch of people who were like, yeah, let's be in this band, this Ben Lai band. Now, Ben hadn't fully been consulted. I don't know.
No.
So now how about this? A Ben Lai tribute band. Maybe. So we could call it Ben Lai.
It's off the table. And I'm taking it off the table.
No?
No, it's not going to happen.
No songs about Ben Lai?
No.
Okay. Ben Lai is Peni. Okay. Let's hear MC5.
I thought that was the end of the Ben Lai penis jokes, but no. What was the last Ben Lai penis joke ever told?
I don't know.
It was the shindig, the final shindig. So, and it was a good one. It was like, I can't remember. It was a good one.
Well, you got me excited there, but now, thanks. All right, so let's continue. This is MC5, of course, from Detroit, Michigan. From the album of the same name, this is Kick Out the Jams on C...
Kick out the jams.
ICR.
There's this.
We'll be right back. Touch, I feel a rush. We clutch, it isn't much, but it's enough to make me wonder what's in store for us. It's lust, it's torturous. You must be a sorceress, cause you just did the impossible. Gain my trust. Don't play games, it'll be dangerous if you fuck me over. Cause if I get burnt, I'ma show you what it's like to hurt. Cause I've been treated like dirt before you, and love is evil. Spell it backwards, I'll show you. Nobody knows me, I'm cold. Walk down this road all alone. It's no one's fault but my own. It's the path I've chosen to go. In the snow, I show no emotion whatsoever, so don't ask me why I have no love for these motherfucking hoes. Bloodsucking succubuses, what the fuck is off with this? I've tried in this department, but I ain't had no love with this. It sucks, but it's exactly what I thought it would be like trying to start over. I got a hole in my heart, but some kind of emotional roller coaster. Something I won't go on till you toy with my emotions. So it's over, it's like an explosion every time I hold you. I wasn't joking when I told you, you take my breath away. You're a supernova.
I'm a spacebound rocket ship and now I'm on the moon. And I'm aiming right at you, right at you. 250,000 miles on the keen-eyed June. And I'm aiming right at you, right at you, right at you.
Whatever it takes. When I'm with you, I get the shakes. My body aches when I ain't with you. I have zero strength. There's no limit on how far I would go. No boundaries, no lengths. Why do we say that until we get that person that we think gonna be that one? And then once we get them, it's never the same. You want them when they don't want you. Soon as they do, feelings change. It's not a contest and I ain't none, no conquest for no mate. I wasn't looking when I stumbled onto you. Must have been fate. Put so much at the stake. What the fuck does it take? Let's cut to the chase, but a door shuts in your face. Promise me if I cave and then break and leave myself open, that I won't be making a mistake.
Cause I'm a spacebound rocket ship and your heart's the moon. And I'm aiming right at you.
6 months. No longer me that you want, but I love you so much it hurts. Never mistreated you once. I pour my heart out to you, let down my guard, swear to God. I'll blow my brains in your lap, lay here and die in your arms. Drop to my knees and I'm bleeding. I'm trying to stop you from leaving. You won't even listen, so fuck it. I'm trying to stop you from breathing. I put both hands on your throat. I sit on top of you squeezing till I snap your neck like a popsicle stick. An impossible reason I could think of to let you walk about this house and let you live. Tears stream down both of my cheeks. Then I let you go and just give. Before I put that gun to my temple, I told you this.
And I would have did anything for you to show you how much I told you. But it's over now, it's too late to save our love. Just promise me you'll think of me every time you look up in the sky and see a star. Cause I'm a
spaceman when the ship and love.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th, a run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now.
Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this is my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the time is 7:33, and Sarah Lapsley is right here staring at me. Hi, Sarah.
I think I'm supposed to make this show more exciting, but that isn't, I'm not doing that job. I'm reading my book.
I know, she's really making me feel very lonely. She's sitting here reading a book in front of me, and I'm like, I guess my company is just not that important.
Well, we're different people, actually, Anita and I, and so it's an interesting friendship. And I'm just a loner. Like,
okay, fair enough.
And I'm obsessed with reading. So when I'm at home alone, which I am most of the time, I'm just reading at home. So, yeah, but other people, right, they feel alone. They, like, my old boyfriend, Rodney Graham, was like that, and we're actually going to play a song from his.
Oh, are we? Okay.
It was like he always wanted me to, like, pay attention to him. But to me, reading with someone, I'm still there, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still there.
Sure.
So to me, that's, like, interacting, except I'm reading at the same time.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so I'm just sitting in this, like, I've never had somebody come do their radio show with me, and they're just like sitting there, and I'm like, so Sarah, what song do you want to play? Hold on.
It's because this book is really, really good.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so what do we got now, Sarah?
Well, we just played DOA, right?
Yes, we did.
And I'm a big fan of Joe Keithley. He's a politician now, and actually the area in which I work, he's the Green candidate.
Yeah.
So he often will do sort of appearances in the area. So I've actually been wanting to, like, interview him and connect with him for a while and talk to him about the jurisdiction, because it's a very cool jurisdiction with the old Riverview grounds and the hospital where I work. And he's a cool guy.
Yes.
And sorry about all the M&M. It's just,
Sarah really likes M&M.
I do. I'm obsessed with M&M.
As do I. I really like M&M as well. We both have huge crushes, or did have huge crushes on Eminem.
I wouldn't say I had a huge crush, but I think he's a genius, and he's got his moon in Aquarius like me, so that makes me love him.
Back when 8 Mile was out, I was like seriously crushing on Eminem. Yeah. Anyways. There you go. So what else did we hear before that? DOA. Okay. Eminem. And then we heard Iggy and the Stooges with the song I Want to Be Your Dog. Off their record, The Stooges, and then the MC5 as well in there before that. It is 7:35, and we're going to move on and listen to some more music, of course. We've dropped the Canadian stipulations, at least I have. We're listening to some Canadian music, which is good.
DOA's Canadian.
Yeah, yep. Of course.
And we're going to play Volumizer.
We're going to play some Volumizer, I think, if we can find the song we're looking for. Otherwise, right now, we've got coming up some Bikini Kill. And we're going to hear Suck My Left One.
This is a personal favorite. Yes. And whenever I feel angry, I listen to it.
Yeah, awesome. There's nothing wrong
so
with
Bikini
Kill.
So just like if you're in a committee meeting and you feel angry at the other people in the meeting, I just think about this song.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't say it. Yeah. You don't say that to them, but you think it in your head.
Yeah. And like, you know, when I went, you know, visually, I always think of guys saying suck my left one, right?
Oh.
I do.
Oh, I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, I've heard, like, people say it.
Okay, right.
And then, but now I'm like, oh, okay, I get which left one you're looking at now, girls.
I don't
it's
know.
Not
I'm not
balls.
Following you.
What?
Oh, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
It's a boob. You suck your boob.
But suck my left one, I used to always interpret as suck my left ball.
I guess so.
No,
yeah.
Maybe,
yeah, no,
maybe
yeah,
I'm
I never,
crazy.
Well, because she's a girl, I always thought she was saying suck my left
no,
boob.
I get that, but she's masculine, yeah, or sorry, feminized
she, yeah,
that. concept.
The original concept is yeah.
I think.
Neither version is good, right?
It's all good. Okay, Bikini Kill. Yeah. Tell us what you know about Bikini Kill. Have you met Kathleen Hanna? You probably have.
I can't remember meeting her. I probably have, but she sent me a nasty letter.
Okay, now.
And I've tried to find that letter for years. Like, it was, ugh.
Now, here,
it's too tiresome even to go into.
If you're listening to the show, you need to understand this about Sarah Lapsley. So Sarah has an amazing rock and roll past in the local scene. That has extended out to Olympia, right? Because your first band, Crevice, was it Sub Pop?
We did a single on Sub Pop.
Right.
And then we did a single on a compilation that came out of Olympia on the Kill Rockstars label. And Nirvana was on that.
Right.
Compilation. And so it sold like 30,000 copies.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know.
I think that's crazy.
It just was like.
You were a baby at the time.
I was a baby. Yeah.
You were very, very young.
Oh, I was about 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a teenager.
I know.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's crazy.
I know. We were terrible, though. People were like,
Crevice?
You are literally the worst band we've ever seen. I'd be like, I know.
But I'm having fun. And tell us about the time you guys played a festival with Nirvana, correct?
Now, when I went to get my tattoo.
Yeah.
He's like, I've heard you played with Nirvana. And I'm like, no, I don't know where Anita got
you
that.
You guys played a festival in Olympia with Nirvana.
Nirvana did not play.
You
as
told
far
me
as
that.
I recall. No, no. They didn't play. I don't think. I don't. Bikini Kill played. But no, Nirvana didn't play. Although Chris Novoselic came to one of our shows in Seattle.
Okay.
But no, they were on that compilation. Like, it was a compilation. They might have played. I don't know. I never met. Unfortunately, I never met Kurt.
I never told people you met Kurt.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, now I'm going to have to go tell
people. I don't recall playing. Yeah, don't tell people that we played with Nirvana because I don't recall that.
I could have sworn you said you played a festival in Olympia and Nirvana was on the bill. So that's kind of playing with Nirvana.
Think
sort
so.
Of. You're sharing stages.
Maybe. Okay. I don't. We opened for Urge Overkill. That was probably the biggest act we opened
for. Oh, we should play
for.
Some Urge Overkill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I made out with Nash Kato.
What?
Yeah.
You made out with Nash Kato?
A few times, yeah.
Was he a good kisser?
I don't know. Yeah. We smoked opium. I had a crush on him for 10 years.
Okay, let me rewind.
My boyfriend basically dumped me over it.
Okay, wait a second. So let's go back. The city was
this
where?
This is something I should admit to.
No, I don't care.
He's really
this
creepy.
This is finally our show's getting good. Finally. Nash Kato, I had a crush on him. I had a huge crush on him back in the 90s.
Oh, that's hilarious. I never knew that.
Yeah. Did he have long hair at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I met him.
They're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, we opened for them, and we partied after, and we were driving in this pickup truck, and I was in the back. And the pickup truck, I stood up. I was high on acid. The truck came to a halt, and I stood up and flew out of the truck and could have died. I didn't. And they're like, oh, my God. She, like, fell out of the truck.
You would urge overkill her in the back of the truck
and then,
on acid.
And then we sort of partied, but Nash was making out with this other girl. And then I just saw them every time they came to town after that. And one night. At the town pump, Blackie broke his arm because he punched someone. And then I spent the night at the hospital with them. And I slept in Nash's room. And I was, like, so in love with him. And he fell asleep listening to classical music.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't hit on me. And I just stayed in my bed. And he stayed in his bed. And he was very gentlemanly. And then he fell asleep listening to classical music. And I thought that was the most sophisticated thing you could possibly do is fall asleep listening. It's probably just his tinnitus or something, right?
He's probably on acid.
I don't know. And I just kept seeing him every time they came. And I think then one night, they opened for Cheap Trick at the Commodore. And then that night we made out. But
at the Commodore?
Yeah, but we only made out Anita. Like, I did not go all the way with Nash.
All right.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it was about 2000, the debutante album. Now, I loved the debutante album, but I must have been, like, maybe one of the only people in the world that loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty poorly received.
Okay.
And then we had this E Affair for a while.
E Affair is in, like, E Ecstasy?
No, email.
Or email.
Email, oh, Anita. God.
Throw in another drug. You were talking about opium, so my brain is already, like, in the world of drugs.
And then I had a nervous breakdown and wrote him this weird bipolar letter. And he's like, whoa, girl. Like, I told
Sorry.
And then we've lost touch.
This is getting just better and
better. He actually has a radio show.
He does?
On this, Minnesota or something.
Okay.
So every week he's on. And he plays some cool music. I've tuned in a few times. But he's not doing that well. You can see he's kind of heavily into addiction, so he's not doing that well. And, you know, I know they're still trying to, like, flog the urge overkill thing, and it's, like, so done, right? Like, he needs to...
They've overkilled
it. So in the end, I feel like I kind of survived the Nash Kato thing. But I'm glad you like him, because most of the time when I tell people that story, they're pretty horrified.
I think he's hot. Like, in all the videos, Nash Kato.
There was a time, like, 1993, 94, where he was ungodly hot.
Yeah.
And he was dating Chrissy Hynde.
What?
So now there's a certain 6 degrees of separation.
So you and Chrissy Hynde
were, like, separated.
Have kissed the same guy.
Yeah.
You guys have one degree of separation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But, like, there's a really good footage of them on... you know, Letterman about 93, sort of at the height of their they were a great live band. The Town Pump was one of the best shows I've seen. And when Nash opened for Cheap Trick, he was really good too.
Huh.
You know, the white jeans and all And the choker, right?
Yeah.
The Native American choker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't regret it, but I won't say who I was dating. I was dating a local musician at the time who was really, really not happy.
So you cheated on your local guy.
Yeah.
With Nash Kato.
And then he got the better of me and dumped my ass. Like,
he found out you made out with Nash Kato.
I don't think I admitted to it, but I like didn't come home and he knew it.
You are so bad.
And he knew where I was. And then I was clearly agitated.
Well, you should have had sex then with Nash Kato then. Why did you not have sex with him? You could have. The guy dumped you. Your boyfriend dumped you.
No, I would not want to. He's too – the guy's been around like just too many times, right? No.
Oh. Hey, don't mean to – sorry, not at all trying to interrupt.
I feel actually dirty having this conversation on the air in case anyone's listening.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry.
This is why I've become a, you know, straight and narrow, stay-at-home reading books. I'm a nice counselor. All that's in the past.
Okay. I remember reading, I think it was like Luke Meat, right? Our buddy Luke, put it on Facebook that there was this girl, and I got into this. Did you read the article about this girl in Chicago who was mentally unstable, who would follow, it wasn't a girl, it was two of them. There were two
chicks. The stalkers.
The stalkers.
Yeah, they actually had, back in the day, before social media, they had a zine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how much they hated Urge Overkill.
But they also dressed up like Urge Overkill.
And they'd go show up at their gigs.
Yeah. They were cool. They were crazy. Well, it's because they were really obnoxious, like Urge Overkill. They took themselves super seriously.
Yeah.
They had their outfits with the medallions. Like, after every show, it was like you couldn't talk to them. They had to go change. And, you know, they were very, very, very precious. And those girls were cool. I wonder what happened to them.
Well, I read a whole article. It was pretty extensive about them. And I think, well, the one is still around and still.
Like, it would be sad if she was still
not liking Urge Overkill, I believe. I think she's still not into them and not happy. But the amount of energy that they put into hating Urge Overkill.
Yeah, it's not sane.
Was like, not sane.
You have to do your own thing, right?
For sure.
Like.
Yeah, they dedicated their lives.
Just a weird karmic thing. They probably had a past life business to work out or something.
So this is what we have to do, all this talk about Urge Overkill. We're going to be listening to Bikini Kill first with Suck My Left One.
Okay.
Then we're going to move into
Urge Overkill.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Sounds good. And, of course, this is Sarah Lapsley with her storied past. I love her stories. Love it.
I have to write them down into a little rock and roll book.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually feel quite envious of a lot of my friends who have had way more rock and roll experiences than I have.
Like, who?
Just everybody that's like toured more. You know, I've not played that many shows or done that much
touring. Our board is off. What happened?
What?
The lights are off. Oh, we're good. Okay.
Okay, so was there like dead air for the last 15 minutes?
I think I'm good. The reason I panicked though, people, if you don't know, is because I can't hear myself in the mic in my headphones at all.
Maybe there was just dead air for like the last 10 minutes.
There was, maybe. And her awesome Urge Overkill story is now nowhere. Yeah.
I guess we'll find out when we listen to the
podcast.
So
you have friends who have better rock and roll stories than you?
Like everyone I know.
Like who?
Well, like Todd Fancy, Kurt Dahl, like like all the Dave Carswell, John Collins, like everybody has been, you know, the Smuggler, like just bum, like just everybody has more rock and roll stories than I do. I just have a few weird random rock and roll stories.
I think it's pretty impressive. Can you hear us?
There's no dither. It's
okay,
just
good.
Fine.
Awesome. Okay.
You're actually listening, Brenda. That's
okay,
really embarrassing. I'm sorry about tonight.
The board just went all off. That's what happened.
Oh, Brenda, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Brenda Bikini Kill. Why are you sorry? What are you sorry about?
I don't know. I didn't really think anyone was listening.
Who cares? Nobody listens anyways. It's all good. So
that's not true.
I don't think
Brenda
so.
Brenda was listening.
Well, we love Brenda. Okay, so let's listen to Bikini Kill.
Okay.
Finally. But your story is much better than often is my show. So 7:48 is the time, so we have 12 minutes. And then, of course, coming on next is Rohit and his show.
Oh!
Yeah, Rohit should be here soon.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love Rohit.
Yeah, Rohit's show. Now, I don't have the name of it on me, of course, because I'm not well organized. Okay, but Bikini Kill, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Suck my left one. Take one. Let's roll.
Suck my left one!
Now that's the sound of the world today.
Now that's the Bartlords.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Nirvana from the... You can find it on two records. You can find it on the compilation entitled Kill Rock Stars from 1991. The song is Beeswax, or you can find it from Incesticide. They later released it on Incesticide. And here is Sarah Lapsley. We're here to say goodbye. We've had a good time.
I have.
Yep, good. And I love hearing your stories. So if you ever see Sarah out, get in a nice conversation. You know, sidle up to the bar, buy her. What do you like to drink?
A club soda.
Okay, sure. Buy her a club soda. You know.
Sweet talk me.
Sweet talk her. And she'll open up. She'll tell you some good stories.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a lot of them.
Yeah. And there's more all the time.
And there
right?
are. Yeah. They're always and you have like the rest of your life to, you know,
I know,
cultivate
but they're,
more.
They're getting more boring. But
not always.
No.
Your life is pretty good. So we have, I don't know, like two more minutes.
Still got some life in me yet.
Yeah, you got a lot of life left, baby. And my name's Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's been a slice. And come
Sorry
on back
about
to
all the M&M.
Yeah, well.
Other than that, I think we actually played some really good music.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'll be honest, I didn't quite enjoy the Mark Kleiner song.
Yeah, fair enough.
But fair enough. But I'm sure you didn't like some of my stuff either.
No, that's not. I liked all of it.
Really?
My least favorite song.
That's so mean. I didn't like your song.
My most favorite song was Kick Out the Jams.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just such a great little riff.
You can't go wrong with that, for sure. Oh, interesting. That was your most favorite.
Yeah.
My most favorite, I think, may have been Sonic Avenues.
It was good. It was great good little one. Bass intro.
I know. The bass line is so good in that song. Yes. Speaking of good bass lines.
We should have played the Exploding Hearts.
We should. But you know what? We have. Well, we could.
No, we're out of time.
But you know what? Where's the next people? Rohit should be on now. So we could. Let's listen to this next song from the Flintettes.
Taco eating to do.
Yeah, we do. And then we can just leave people with some Exploding Hearts too.
Okay.
So we've got the Flintettes right now. This is a awesome three-piece band out of Vancouver, headed by Mike Flintoff, and you have Marissa on bass and Cece Rose on drums, who's like the best drummer ever. And we're gonna hear their song It Could Have Been Love, and you can find this on Bandcamp. This is off, what is this off of? I'm trying to find. I think it might be from a 7-inch. Yes. And so yeah, the Flintettes, they should be playing soon enough. They don't play much, though, so if you get the chance to see them, do it. You will not be disappointed. The station, of course, is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B., and I'll be back in two more weeks with my show, 6:30 until 8. And here we go. Without much further ado, finally, the Flintettes.